Oh, yeah.
I love that.
For your welfare, for your, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't want to bless nobody else because they're scared that they won't be blessed. You know, reach out to others, you know. Like I said, we live in a selfie world.
Yeah, it can't.
Where people just want to take pictures of themselves, all about themselves, and, you know, and.
They don't want to teach anybody anything because they don't want to teach anybody anything because they think that that person gonna be greater than them on jobs. They don't want to teach anything.
That is so true.
When I went in my last store, I told them, understand, I've been a manager. I don't want to be a manager. I want your job. I want your job. Because they'll look at me like,
you're trying to take my job.
I'm trying to take their job. I want your job.
People do
stuff like that. They don't want to teach nobody nothing because they end up teaching them and then they end up taking, they think they're going to take their jobs. They're going to do it better than them.
That's true. You run into that, but it goes back to the two mindsets.
What God has for you.
Jesus washed his disciples' feet.
Amen.
Naomi served Ruth. She cared, she was concerned about Ruth's welfare. This was no different than washing her feet.
But think about it. Ruth was concerned about Naomi's welfare. That's the reason she went all the way back to Bethlehem with her.
Right.
So she was so. She really bought her son. She concerned. Naomi showed concern.
And the other. The opposite mindset is what Lucifer did. I would exalt my throne.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And when you're focused that way, you can't serve. And when you're a servant, you can't be preeminent. That's why God put two trees in the garden. The tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is going to take you away from the life of God. The tree of life is going to take you away from the destruction of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And when we serve God with the mind of Christ, you know, desiring to be a steadfast servant.
You know, I've never thought of serving God with the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, you say you mind of Christ, and you know you have it, but to use that mind of Christ to serve, you think of taking care, you don't know how. But you're talking about using the mind of Christ to serve God.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Say it again.
You're serving God with the mind of Christ. You desire the welfare of others. You will wash your brother's feet. And you reject Lucifer's plan.
Jesus!
You reject what Lucifer did, and you do only what God does. Now, this is the single eye. This is living in the single eye. And when your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. It's easier to receive from the Holy Spirit in that situation.
Yes.
Because when you're doing that, you're focused on him, like Ray was saying. You're looking at him. Even when you have a problem, even like Ray said, if you have a temptation, instead of focusing on that, you keep looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
And the temptation will turn to nothing.
Yes.
and you will increase. Mm-hmm. The desires of the world will decrease. When I used to go in the Lord's presence, I said, Lord, when I'm in your presence, I feel like I can do anything. But when I'm not in your, when I don't notice your presence, I'm back to myself. And I want to live like I do in your presence out there in the world. Now, I don't know how to do it. Teach me how to do this. That was my prayer. I told the pastor back then, I said, you know, when I'm in God's presence, I feel like I'm on the mountaintop. And he said, well, you can't stay there. You got to come back down to the valley. So after he said that, I didn't say nothing else about wanting to be on the mountaintop because I said he'll talk me out of it.
God always wants you there. He's always there. He's in your presence. Uh-huh. It's just your carnal flesh.
You don't always notice his presence.
Yeah, you're seated in heavenly places.
Yes.
How far can we get?
You're seated with him
in heavenly places. How far can you get?
And I wanted to be seated with him out there wherever I have to go.
You want to be supernatural all the time.
Yes.
You're seated with him.
And I didn't know how to do it. I said, I don't know how to. I just told him. I said, I know it's a way to do it. I want you to teach me how. But following God, I learned to do it. Receiving his word keeping your focus on him
yes.
is the key. Because when the Holy Spirit gives you something, it's going to take you, it's going to make your life stronger. Just like the pattern, faith, knowledge, virtue, all the things that happen. Faith is the highest form of sincerity. And then when you're taking God at His word, that's the highest form of sincerity, obedience. If Adam would have just said, "No, I'm not going to eat off that tree," God said, "Don't do it. He warned me not to. I have all the evidence to trust. I'm going to stick with Him." All right, that's the single eye. I'm taking the Lord at His word.
And nothing would have happened.
No, he would have been alive now.
Even though Eve had to eat on it, nothing would have happened. Because the eyes only came open when he ate.
Oh, that's
yeah. That's right.
And if he had to try for place, he wouldn't have let her eat it.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Now, salvation brings us to the same point that Adam was at. We're saved. We're in the kingdom of God. We can walk the garden of heaven. We can walk the garden of Eden. We can we're there. But to live, we have to receive the mind of Christ and continue. We have to receive His word, look at Him only, and reject the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We reject the influences of the world, and we receive the mindset of Christ, work it into our lives, and go forward. Even if you believe in God for something you desire, don't let the desire of what you believe in God for be a distraction. You don't have to do anything to make corn grow. You believe it's growing, it's growing.
You know, you were saying so much there, and Paul said it this way, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed.
By
the renewing of your mind. Don't let this world shape your mind, you know.
That's right, and because it's trying to. While even while you're trying to do it God's way, the world's trying to get you back, to pull you off the ladder.
Jesus.
Ruth is the key. Verse 11, Ruth chapter 2, verse 11. And Boaz answered and said unto her, talking to Ruth, "It hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knowest not." And, Boaz noticed her faith, her sincerity. Faith is the highest form of sincerity. So when you're in faith, taking God at His word, rejecting the world, that's the highest form of sincerity. So when you worship God, your worship will be in spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm.
This is the foundation that God can build on. In Hebrews chapter 6, we've received salvation, and we've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And in chapter 6, verse 1 says, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection,
mm-hmm.
Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works,
mm-hmm.
and of faith towards God,
mm-hmm.
of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit." Now, he's saying, grow with the things that you've learned. Go forward. The single eye is the key. Keeping your, having the same mindset that Jesus had. As you receive the word of God, focus on that. When you're believing on the Lord for something, and until it manifests, sometimes people are looking so hard for the manifestation that it becomes a distraction and they stop looking unto the Lord. Look unto the Lord during the process and enjoy His presence. You already got what you was after. It'll manifest in this course. It has to, because you put a living demand on it, and God will not ignore your faith. You're in covenant, and the more you're looking to Him, you don't have to be distracted by prosperity. You don't have to be distracted by temptation, destruction, problems, challenges. Keep looking at Him, and then you'll receive that still small voice that shows you what to do. And you'll be guided in the perfect victory, enjoying the process the whole time. You know, sometimes your life will get away if you get away from the the joy of the Lord. If when I'm doing something for the Lord, the things that I'm doing, I enjoy Him. I enjoy His presence. I don't have to worry about ministry. Ministry, if I just do what He say, ministry will take care of itself.
Amen.
All I got to do is just obey Him. And when I speak the word, I don't have to worry about whose heart it got sold into. I did what God said to do. Mm. He did it for a reason. That's enough for
he
me.
Does.
And that whatever He had me to do will grow. And I'm encouraged to be as strong as I can because we bear fruit after our kind. So if I win, the people that He sent me to be a blessing to, we learn, because we learn by vision, they'll do what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And whoever is a blessing to me, I'll do what they're doing. And you don't have to be in ministry. Just whoever say something that's, you know, they say something to teach God's word, they can help. They help me to change my course. Uh-huh. Cause see, the Lord don't give one person everything.
Amen.
He uses all of His people.
Cause we're a body fitly joined together.
Yes.
You're exactly explaining that.
Uh huh.
What you just said.
That's right.
I have so many different to teach.
Yeah.
So we can all. So Ray brought us something we didn't get last week.
Yeah.
That was just.
Remember, we are all washed in the holy blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're all in covenant. We're all in communion.
And apostles always bringing out the.
Oh, yeah.
The only difference between somebody that's been called to the fivefold ministry and somebody who has not been called to the fivefold ministry, they just have a specific assignment.
Oh, that's good.
That's it. Anybody can receive God's word and take it and do something with it.
In fact, a lot of us just have day-by-day assignments. Or week-by-week, it might be taking care of some neighbor that needs to go to the grocery store for a period of time.
Yeah.
Whereas a ministry like an apostle, it's a really specific calling forever. Mm-hmm. So it's...
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
When He called me to do that, that meant I had to do specific things at specific times and go places that you won't be able to go, because he trained me to serve a specific need. But all the rights and privileges of heaven belong to everybody.
Yeah. Well, I got that here my grandkids 3 days ago sometimes, usually a lot. So that's a calling on me. That's a ministry. That's the whole body of Christ.
For a season.
For a season, mm-hmm. Because they're due in the future, you know. That's God. But what you like Billy Graham's pastor.
Yeah.
He had a small church.
Yeah.
But look what an impact he had.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Everything don't have to look big to be big. Mm-hmm. Let me put it this way. Elisha wanted a double portion of the anointing that was on Elijah, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus said that out of all the prophets, there was no prophet greater than John the Baptist,
right?
But the least in the kingdom of God is greater than him.
Woo, glory. That's just...
And you know why?
Because we have the Holy Spirit on the inside.
Amen.
We're washed in the blood. They were expecting it.
Yes.
He didn't get a chance to live in our... dispensation.
Right.
That's the reason we're greater.
Yeah.
He preached about it. He released it.
I want to say
but
this.
He lost his head. He didn't get a chance to live in this dispensation.
But at the same time, him doing all that, he's got all that fruit.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the Lord tarries.
That's right.
Because of what he did.
Because of what he did.
He did what he was called to do.
In other words, we shouldn't have our eyes just exactly on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Until the future is
whoa.
The Lord tarries.
This is why people of Satan miss it. This is why people who have received the leaven of the Pharisees, this is where they miss it. When they look at people that's not in their position, they're looking down
mm-hmm.
and not equal. The Holy Spirit, there's nothing that you can't learn. There's nothing that we can't learn. God didn't put a cap on what we learned. He didn't say, well, you can't learn that because you're not an apostle. Mm-hmm. You can't learn that because you're not a teacher or a pastor.
What did David say? He said, I know more than my teachers because right. I meditate on what they taught me.
And that's something we all can do.
Amen.
Now, you don't need a person's assignment. You don't need a calling and an assignment to learn from the Lord. Now, the Lord, if you have the mind of Christ, you're willing to wash your brother's feet. You're willing to be a blessing to them, whatever they need, right?
Amen. Amen.
So they're important to you. If you'll wash their feet, they're important to you, right? Sure. So if they say something inspired by the Holy Spirit, it's detectable. Mm-hmm. But the Lord, some of the things you're going to need in this life, it'll come through the still small voice of others. And it'll be just as strategic as the still small voice within. It's the Holy Spirit and others. So if I look at people as equal, and if I'm looking at them like that, then and they say something I need, I'll miss it. Mm-hmm. But if I see them, if I see Jesus every time I see you, when you say something,
yes. Ooh,
it's like Jesus saying it.
No,
because it is Jesus.
We know folks after the flesh. We see fleshy too much.
We don't see Jesus all the time.
Amen. He said, I know man no more after the flesh, but after the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we get to looking at the flesh. Oh, that's Sister Dixon over there. You know, that's just Sister Mary teaching, you know.
There go Jesus. There go Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Apostle, you got to end it right there. That is
we
good.
Have
just
had
end
a
it on.
Fantastic.
I'm going to end it with
that
this.
That is good. End it on that one.
This is the main reason Jesus said, many that are first will be last. Many that are last will be first. The leaven of the Pharisees. He told them to be aware of it. And these are the kind of things the Lord taught me so that I could live in his presence. He's always with us, but his presence is not always detected.
We don't know it. It's there, his presence is in it, but we don't know.
He controls whether we detect it or not. And I tried to get him to it, and he won't. But I said, Lord, I want to live like that. And so the focus don't need to be on his presence. It need to be on faith in the first place. That's where the sincerity comes from. If I can take him at his word, then I can enjoy his presence.
Yes.
And I wanted to feel his presence. You don't always feel his presence. He controls that. But you can always operate in his word.
Amen.
That's
true.
I want to be
his
like
presence by faith.
Yeah.
You know, he said, I'm always present with you.
Uh-huh.
But we're not always in his presence. He said, to get in my presence, it takes spirit and truth. You just can't get in that in the flesh.
Right. We got to be like
he's always present, but we're not always in his presence.
Yeah, I want to be just like Ruth, just like Jesus. All right. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word, your wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for all the people you put in place, even the Old Testament saints and their stories that bless us. Give us your insight. Lord, I pray that you will use your people like a tool in your hand. Help us to do your works. Help us to do say the right thing in your strategy. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.